I'm in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Auniche. This is Heather Maxwell from Washington, bringing you a brand new exciting hour of Pan-African music. Yeah, I've got a fantastic menu today. Heard any Afrofusion from Rwanda lately? How about ancient love songs involving a young woman and a hippo? Or early Wasalun? Well, I've got it for you. Plus, a couple diaspora songs I'm sure you haven't heard because they haven't even been released yet. I know you love the music you know, too, so today's menu is also serving up some of your favorites, like Youssou N'Dour, Mamal Shatta, Zahara, and more. Well, let's get cracking. I've been asking on Facebook and right here inside the show what your favorite African song is and why. Well, Akim Eritier Chubahiro says Mushoroza by Mani Martin, Rwanda. So we're going to start off the show with it. In this song, Mani reminisces on his childhood in the small Rwandan village of Ntura, before computers, mobile phones, and internet.
Yeah.
zikamshoroza ukaje zikamshoroza
mshoroza mshoroza we
ukaje zikamshoroza
nasanza gache churu
ukaje zikamshoroza
karigate tindo fanyo
ukaje zikamshoroza
ndanga sawa karanyima
ukaje zikamshoroza
Fatezo kuhinga mataka mana wanje
Kajezi kamshoroza
Mujisanga chaji kome na mugole
Kajezi kamshoroza
Kukajezi kamshoroza mama yo
Kajezi kamshoroza
Ay mama, ye mama yo mama
Kajezi kamshoroza
Ay ay
yo
yo yo
ay ay yo yo yo
ay ay yo yo yo
ay ay yo yo yo
ay ay yo yo yo
ay ay yo yo yo
Hello, everybody. You're with Heather, and you just heard the first song of the hour, Mushoroza. It was released as a single in 2014 by Mani Martin out of Rwanda.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Rocky Dawuni, the Los Angeles-based Afro Roots artist from Ghana, just released his highly anticipated new album, Branches of the Same Tree. Let's take a listen to track one, an uplifting fusion of sounds and rhythms from New Orleans, world reggae, Brazilian samba, and I hear a little California Beach Boys harmony in there too.
Whoa!
that was Rocky Dawuni with Shine a Light from his new album, Branches of the Same Tree.
I'm Suzanne Owio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah. This next song is another one I'm sure you haven't heard yet. It's scheduled for release April 21st, 2015. But I gots it now, just for you. This is Benskin, track 4 of the debut album Ajoyo, a jazzy group of diasporan musicians from France and the U.S., led by Yacine Boulares. The vocalist is Sarah Elizabeth Charles.
I long for the day, my color, my kind, my gender, my race, won't trouble your mind. I question it all, the hatred of man, to judge and to fall, where it all began. Teach to their kin. don't trouble your mind. I question it all, the hatred of man, to judge and to fall, where it all began.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Hello there. We just came off of hearing Benskin, a pre-release by Ajoyo. Coming up, I've got a delicious acoustic traditional song from Mali. It's gonna knock your socks off. And joining me in the studio is Modibo Dambele. He is VOA Africa's host of the Malian radio show Donkili Fuli Wati. And he joins me to introduce this classic song. After that, a hot debate in fan mail this week about the number of children in African families. Stay tuned for this and more right after this.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA.
All right. Hello, everybody. Heather here. Let's meet Modibo Dambele now and learn, then listen to the song Mali Sajo. Hello, Modibo.
Hello, Ere. Maxwell, how are you?
I'm fine. Iniche.
Bye, Ere. Ika kene kusebe.
Torosite.
Basi fuzgana ambabladana.
Let's talk about this song. First of all, it's sung just a simple balafon and singer, and his name is Kase Madi Djabate. Can you tell me a little bit about him and why he's important to Malians?
Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to talk about one of the brilliant and greatest singer of Mali, Kase Madi Djabate. And I'm not really surprised, since you say it's only balafon in the song. Mm-hmm. He has a beautiful song, and he's coming from a family of griot, which is a storyteller. And Kase Madi has been singing now for almost many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And he's very talented. He was born as a griot. And besides this, also is an artist and somebody who has been practicing and singing for many, many years. I don't think that person needs exactly sophisticated guitar or things like this. Reason why he's doing right now what everybody is hearing, like great song.
Yeah, great songs. He's been performing for decades because he's not a young guy, is he?
No, he's not a young guy. And I think after spending many, many years, if I remember well, in France, he went back in Mali, which is right now his base. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even though he's touring out in Mali to perform shows.
Do you think young people are even listening to his music today?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would you hear it on the radio?
Yeah, I do hear it in the radio.
What about the song? It's called Mali Sajo. Can you tell me, you say it's a traditional song, and I've even heard different versions of this song, but none quite as beautifully performed as this one that we're going to hear in a minute. But what does Mali Sajo mean?
Do you want to sing a little bit of
Mali Sajo?
Iye Mali Sajo, Bafulabe Mali Sajo. Great.
Yeah.
This is a very, very popular song in Mali. Most Malians know it. And the version I know about the meaning of the song, and I learned this from a great friend of mine named Abubakar Sissoko, mm-hmm. called Eros. He even wrote a book about this one. And it was a young lady called Sajo.
Mm-hmm.
We fell in love for an hippopotamus.
Wait, what?
Yes.
With a hippopotamus?
Yes, hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus is how we...
Yeah, hippopotamus.
Okay, so how does a lady fall in love with a hippopotamus?
It's part of the myth,
uh-huh.
and the tradition, but that's what they report.
Okay.
And orally, most Malian history, according to tradition, that's what they say. And that was long, long time before.
Okay.
And I think it coincided a little bit with the colonization.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the animal was killed by a settler, a French settler.
Oh, you know. The one she loved.
Yes, the one she loved. Because every time when she came, you know, at the river, mm-hmm. she was playing for the animal, and people knew about it. And according to what I've read, and when that guy saw the animal, even sometimes the animal was back and forth. Mm-hmm. The lady came next to the river, they play together, and sometimes the animal walk with her until in front of her house and come back into the river. And when the French guy saw it, unfortunately, he shot the animal and then he got killed. And Sayo was so mad and she decided that she's gonna kill herself. You know, that's the meaning of the true love between like a human being and animal.
So this is a love story between them.
Yes, it's a love story. And also, I think the main message that everybody should really take care of this one, when people love something, I think we should respect it. And also, we should respect our environment, not only animal, because all of them, they deserve, you know, they have the right to be protected like we as living entities. That's why in Mali is a very beautiful song, a song of piety, love, tolerance, you know.
Modibo Dambele, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Helen.
Let's take a listen.
Here's Mali Sajo by Kasemadi Jabate.
Alamizola Sia di Kenyala Malisa. Yamalu on mora no mo mama go jumo gela. Ye Malisa jo tali mo tete. Oh Malisa.
Beautiful. That was Kasemadi Jabate singing Mali Sajo with Lansine Jabate on balafon. That song is a classic, tragic love story between a hippopotamus and a young lady that ends in death for both.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tshoma Mziku from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. North to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
Okay, beautiful listeners and lovers, let's dig into fan mail and hear what you all have to say on Facebook about the African family. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, Heather.
It's great to see you again.
You too.
Well, what do you have for us today?
Well, you had a discussion happen on your Music Time in Africa group page on Facebook. It's not about music, but another aspect of African culture, which is family.
Oh, wonderful.
On March 9th, MTIA group member Musa Tijalo posted this. I have a question for all Africans. Why do Africans bear more than 10 children when they aren't able to support them?
Oh, good question.
That prompted 4 responses from other members of the group, 3 from Nigeria and 1 from South Africa.
Okay.
Mboswa Beni Magina, who's the South African, responds this way. In African tradition before, wealth was not valued in money. It was according to cultivation and plantation. Even today, there are some families who are rich and able to support children by plantation, but in the eyes of the millennials, children are poor.
Oh, and excuse me, by millennials, he's referring to people who have reached young adulthood around the year 2000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he adds, for the majority of African spouses, minimum children are 4.
Now, I wonder if that's true for the whole of Africa.
Yeah, I wonder that too.
You know, our American average is between 1 and 2 children per family. And in 2013, statistics that I researched show that 2 children were born to every woman in the U.S. In South Africa, it was 2.25. In Nigeria, 5.31. So that is per woman from 2013, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation study.
Wow, that's a big difference between South Africa and Nigeria.
Yes, but to get an average for all African countries would take time, and I'm not so sure that data is collected in a reliable way anyway. But still, there's no question that overall African families have way more children than we do here in the U.S.
Okay, so back to our group conversation that started with Musa Jallo's question, why do Africans bear more than 10 children when they aren't able to support them?
All right. Keep us on track, Gwen.
All right. Adamu Muhammad says, because the resources of their countries are not being used judiciously due to high corruption by leaders and government officials, thereby creating and intensifying poverty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also Demi Peter Chikumba has this to say, Older Africans had the traditional belief that wealth is quantified by the resources of a family, which includes principally the number of children, plus the proceeds generated from their collective hard work in subsistence farming by the family. Fathers, fada, he writes with a D, actually.
Oh yeah, he's Nigerian.
Wives, mutta, and children. This belief has partially infected the modern African.
Oh, infected. Sounds like Osademe prefers the traditional family of more than 10 children.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Linus James, also from Nigeria, says this. Children are a blessing from God, and he can take control of everything. Don't mind our leaders, because they're the ones corrupting Africa, for example, Nigeria. Mm. And then finally, Musa Jallo writes, thanks for your comments.
Wow. Gwen, you've brought in some great fan mail today. I like how our listeners are using the Facebook group page like this. Remember, fans, you all can get on the group page, too. Just get on Music Time in Africa group and tap Join Group, and Gwen or I will accept you right away. Thanks for bringing in the fan mail this week, Gwen.
My pleasure.
Yeah, and remember, fans, drop in on my Facebook page or group page or send an email at
musictime@voanews.com.
Music Time. Music in Africa.
Africa.
Hello, everybody. Bonjour. Salam alaikum. Guess what's coming up next? A wonderful early 1970s song from Tanzania. This is Paulina Wileke Dance, or Paulina, You Shouldn't Be Dancing, by the Quilombero Sugar Jazz Band.
Nalelo, nalelo. Nalelo. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. How about that for a trip down memory lane? That was Paulina, You Shouldn't Dance, recorded sometime in the early 1970s by the Quilombero Sugar Jazz Band from Tanzania.
It's music time in Africa. Africa
with Heather Maxwell.
From old-time Tanzania to old-time Mali, this next song is one of a kind. Singer Nahawa Dumbia, a blacksmith by birthright, sings Soko no Wuli. There's a dog in every family, meaning there's always one member of a family who will bite you. Nahawa is feared and revered for her arcane knowledge of power associated with the spirit world. Here's Soko no Wuli.
Yeah,
Mandi Kojugu. That was Nahawa Dumbia from Wasalung, Mali. She recorded that song, Sokono Wuli, in 1975, as it appears on the music cassette, Black Power.
Your Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hi, everybody. As I said in the beginning of the hour, today's menu is serving up some of your favorites. When you tell me what your favorite African song is and why, I listen. So from now to the end of the hour, it's all yours. Here's Bakandamia by the late Dr. Alhaji Maman Shatta. It's MTIA fan Mohammed Zion Ibrahim's favorite because he expresses gratefulness for his love and also challenges his enemies to try and replace him in the music world. That was Mama Shatta with Bakandamia. Mama Shatta was one of the best-selling polygram artists from the north of Nigeria in the 1980s, and he was a highly respected poet and folklorist. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. Next up is Music Time in Africa fan Abdulayat Mohammed's favorite song, Kediki, by Chidinma. It inspires him, he says, and I cherish her style. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
was Kedike by Chidinma from Nigeria and Abdulayat Mohammed's favorite song. You're with Heather, and I've got two more great songs coming your way right after this.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
Hey, hey, everybody! One loyal Music Time in Africa fan, Muli Davis, says his favorite song is Loliwe by Zahara. She's from South Africa. The reason Muli gives for loving this song so much is simple. It blesses my heart, he says. That was Zahara from South Africa. You're with Heather, and we've got time for one more of your favorites. Music lover and MTIA fan Dale Dazi from Kano, Nigeria, wrote in and said, "Although I'm a Nigerian, my best African song is from Senegal. I hope you'll not be surprised. It's Youssou N'Dour's Birima. In fact," he says, "that song is complete music. The drums, the guitar, the vocal, and all that it needs to be called music."
Thank you.
buri sambalole ya mongile buri sambalole ya mongile
Yeah, that was Yusu Ndour with Birima, Music Time fan Deol Daze's favorite. Well, we're all out of time, people. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you liked the show and that you promised to meet me back here next week, same time, same place, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. Remember to get on your Facebook or Twitter and let me know what your favorite African song is and why. Stay well, people, and stay blessed. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa.